Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast, presented by Cooper Tires. My guest this episode is John Miller, NBC Sports and NBCSN President of Programming. Speaking with John about this new three-year deal that's just been confirmed between the Verizon IndyCar Series and the network. Really important thing here. This might be one of the most important things to happen to IndyCar since reunification in 2008. We know how important this new bodywork has been, both in visual appeal and also the fun racing we've seen at least through one round. But what's coming in this three-year deal between IndyCar and NBC and NBCSN to put the series on network television for at least half of each season? That is going to be vital. That's going to bring some rather amazing new value to sponsors, hopefully bring in more fans as well. This is big. I don't want to overstate things, but if you know what's been going on with IndyCar, a lot of the positive momentum that they've had, a lot of the improvements that have been made, this seems like the final piece to really start pushing it forward. So I wanted to speak with John to talk about this three-year contract, what it means, planning for the future, the over-the-top, the live streaming portion. That's something where we've had a number of questions come in, and he lays that out very plainly. Also, his sheer enthusiasm for this as a long-time company man. It's really interesting to hear what this means to John. So rather than drop this into my Week in IndyCar podcast as something in there, I thought that everything that John brought us during this 15-minute conversation definitely warranted being broken out into a podcast of its own. You know, you can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires on iTunes, on Podbean, and also on our Marshall Pruitt Podcast Facebook page. Off we go with John Miller talking about this new IndyCar contract starting in 2019.
A great day for all.
We've enjoyed our relationship with IndyCar for many, many years and have watched it continue to grow on the NBCSN side. But we're thrilled with where it's going, and to be able to have the entire series, to be able to have the Indianapolis 500, to give ourselves almost a full year to get ready. I think it's a great result for everybody involved.
Well, I appreciate you taking some time, John, and I know that you are making lots of calls right now, so why don't I just dive into a few that I have here. Some of them will be educational, making my brain a bit smarter, and hopefully answering a few questions that some of my listeners have. But let me start off with the length of the contract. With IndyCar coming out of a 10-year contract, coming into a shorter 3-year contract, I'm sure some could look at that and say, ooh, maybe, you know, is that a problem? Is there a negative reason it isn't longer? I almost wonder if it just creates more flexibility.
Well, it's a 3-year deal, and it's fine for us. I mean, we understood what the rules of engagement were coming into this, and I think we've got every intention of hopefully making it over time a much longer term deal, but we were comfortable with the length, and that's what IndyCar proposed, and we said let's go for it. It wasn't gonna keep us from engaging, that's for sure.
So I don't know if this is going to be so much of a question as it is an observation, and maybe there's something to follow on this. So looking at the broadcast and presentation styles between NBCSN and what will soon be their former partner in ABC and ESPN, I would say with what NBCSN has brought, it's been, my opinion at least, a more youthful, more vibrant, more fun, passion-filled approach to presenting IndyCar. Is that something you, A, see as one of the core attributes of how you've done things, and B, is that something you see as maybe to continue to amplify and push more into that, hey, this isn't a stodgy thing we're trying to bring you. We love it just as much as you, and let us show you that by how we bring IndyCar.
Well, I think you're very astute to notice that. I mean, I think we have a definite philosophy. At the end of it all, and the root of our business is our ability to be good storytellers. And I think that that's something that you see in our Olympic coverage, you see it in our Triple Crown coverage, you even see it in our Premier League and our NHL coverage. Certainly you see it in our Sunday Night Football coverage. So we bring those assets to bear with everything that we do. We have an executive producer in Sam Flood, who I think is the best in the business. he happens to love motorsports and has a real passion for storytelling and IndyCar in particular. So that's the mindset that he translates to the rest of the crew, to our on-air talent, and the way we cover the races. It's an individual, you know, taste. Different networks and different sports divisions do things differently. That's just the way we feel we can do the best for our partners.
Sure.
We can super serve the fan. We can make sure we deliver for the sport and help enhance its authenticity and give people a reason to root and to understand why there's so much excitement around IndyCar. So I think that is one of the ways we look to cover, and that is one of the ways we look to grow the sport. And now we'll be able to do it for 17 races instead of just the cable races we were doing.
How, John, would you foresee the relationship between NBC and IndyCar evolving, knowing that there isn't this passing of the baton back and forth in terms of who is presenting the series on television? Do you foresee this being something where, knowing that you're also broadcasting NASCAR and other high-value, high-interest sports, that at least looking to the future, there could be more planning going on, hey, IndyCar, if you were, I know you traditionally start, you know, this race at this time, but if you might move it up a little bit or move it back a little bit, we might be able to have a stronger lead-in from something else. Just curious how, you know, beyond creating images for fans to watch, you guys might actually collaborate to strengthen one another.
Well, look, I think that one of the great things that we'll be able to do, and we've already done that to a small degree with our cable races, is that we will sit with IndyCar early on, and we will try to strategize what the most effective, best schedule is to maximize our network windows, maximize our promotional platforms, what's best for the sport, what's best for the teams, what's best for them in travel with fans. You know, all those things will be thrown into the consideration pot, and we'll come up with a schedule that we think, you know, serves everybody, you know, the best. But at the end of the day, we want to do what's best for IndyCar, and we already have a lot of other very high-end properties from the Triple Crown and the PGA Tour and the Open Championship and the NHL playoffs. I mean, you name it. And so we'll find a way to fit these races in and strategically do it. We'll also do everything we can to avoid overlaps with NASCAR. So we'll let IndyCar promote to NASCAR and NASCAR promote to IndyCar as much as possible.
I know this isn't the day to talk about who's going to be calling the races next year, et cetera, et cetera, but we have had a lot of questions come in already of, hey, do you think there are going to be significant changes to whether it's the broadcast talent or how things are done, at least just early inkling? Do you think your mindset, John, is more of building on a quality product you already have, or are you thinking, are there ways we should tinker with this now that
we have the full slate? Marshall, this goes under the heading of, if it's not broke, don't fix it. We have a very strong IndyCar announce and talent team that I think that we would like to see stay together. I know our guys all want to continue to do it. We've been very happy with the team we've put together. I think there may be the additional voice here or there that we may look to do. I think that for the big events like the Indy 500, you may see an overall, you know, non-traditional motorsports host come on, like we did with Bob Costas at Homestead this past year for the last race of the season. So you may see some of those kind of things. But those are decisions that are going to be made by Sam Flood and the production team as we get into the series. But yeah, you know, talent and presenting and presenters are a very important part of what we do, because they're our communication means to our fan base. So that's something that we're paying very close attention to.
John, the over-the-top portion of this, the digital streaming, seems to be an area that I believe is going to be the strongest IndyCar has ever had. That being said, I've read some questions already from IndyCar fans saying, hey, wait a minute, why should I have to have a cable subscription for this? I like what Liberty Media is doing, you know, in F1 with their subscription service, etc. I think there might be, I don't know if education...
I think there's some confusion on whoever wrote that.
So please make us smarter on this topic, because I know that both options exist.
Every race will be on a linear platform. So of the 17 races, 8 will be on broadcast, 9 will be on cable. You have to have a cable subscription, obviously, to see those 9 races, just like you do now. In addition, we will try, endeavor whenever possible, to put at least one qualifying session on NBCSN, and we will have at least one qualifying session from the Indy 500, which will be on broadcast. But there, and all of those that are on linear television will also be available on NBCSports.com, and will also be streamed on a TV Everywhere basis for free if you have the NBC Sports app, of which, you know, that's a widely distributed sports app. So all of that content is available for you as it currently is today at no additional cost. So there's no cost for that. But then in addition to that, we're going to create an over-the-top digital consumer platform called IndyCar Gold. And that will have additional practices that we're not going to be televised. It may be the occasional qualifying that's not going to be televised. It will probably include the IndyCar Lite Series, which may not have been televised. It'll have telemetry and other data that you'll be able to enjoy during races. It'll have in-car, multiple in-car camera feeds and content like that that will be available. It will have archived races, and it will have full event replays. So that's a separate item that is meant to super serve the IndyCar fan who wants more than just the race on Saturday and Sunday, who wants to be able to consume IndyCar content 24/7, any time of the day, wherever they are. And that's what the purposes of the IndyCar Gold platform is.
I believe the archive function of that as well should be something that folks enjoy too. I don't know if that might be expanded as time goes on to add older IndyCar races.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the things that we're talking about. We want to make that IndyCar Gold package to be as robust and have as much value as possible. But it's certainly not going to take away from fans' ability to watch races on, you know, either over the air or linear television. Those will all be televised.
Last couple questions for you, John. So looking at how vital IndyCar's feeder series has been, the reigning champion Joseph Newgarden, Indy Lights champion, so many of the drivers in the series are products of this young open wheel ladder system that's been created. Indy Lights has been on NBCSN for a good while. I know we're talking about the IndyCar announcement between yourselves and what we will have here starting in 2019, but is this an area you think you can expand with Anderson Promotions, which happens to be the owner of the Mazda Road to Indy? Just curious if you see these as falling in similar stratospheres.
I think anything that you do that builds names and stories and, you know, future participants is great. I mean, I look what we've done with Golf Channel and the Web.com Tour and how those guys have now, you know, become big stars on the PGA Tour, and I think that same model will follow here. We'll take a lot of these Indy Light stars, showcase them, you know, get them out there and get them, you know, ready and promote them for the IndyCar series, much like the Xfinity series does for NASCAR. So we've got good experience with that, and we'll take advantage of it. The other benefit I think that's out there now is that as IndyCar goes and looks for a new title sponsor, I think they are one of the most desirable properties a major sponsor could ever look at, because now that they're all in one place and there's this commitment to promotion and marketing and showcasing, some sponsor who comes on and attaches their name to the property will be fully integrated into all of that content and will really see a huge uptick and a huge benefit. We've had good success with that, with what we've done with FedEx and the PGA Tour, what we've done with Xfinity and NASCAR, and we're looking forward to working with, you know, IndyCar to go out and identify who that sponsor might be.
Last question for you, John. So I'm sure you are a fairly active person, lots of major events that you are broadcasting each year. Give me your personal thoughts on month of May 2019, knowing that you get to start a new tradition at, you know, motor racing's most hallowed grounds. You're not just going to be there, hey, we've got, you know, a portion of qualifying on NBCSN. No, You can tune in to NBC and watch the Indy 500. Just on a personal level, what does this mean to you?
Well, you know, for me, I've been very fortunate, Marshall. I've been with NBC my entire career. And in fact, in October, I'll be hitting 40 years with the company. and as nothing this is exciting as when you develop and you acquire a new property that you really feel confident and comfortable that you can grow. Part of me is so excited because I know what's coming, and nobody else, quite honestly, and this, I don't want to make this sound bad, but nobody knows all the different things that we're going to bring to the table. I do. And I knew this when we acquired the Premier League in soccer in 2000, in the fall of 2012. I knew what we were going to do for the Premier League. I knew what we were going to be able to do for the USGA when we acquired it back in the mid-90s. I know what we were able to do for the Open Championship. And I know what we're going to be able to do for IndyCar, and especially the Indy 500. By the time we get to May 2019, everybody in America is going to know when that race is and why they should watch it. And my goal here is to just keep growing ratings and awareness and fans. And if we do that, we'll have done our job. And you know, that's the thing that's really important to me, that we do that.
Preach on, Brother John. I love the sound of that. That's everything we've needed. Well, sir, thank you for your time, and I cannot wait for 2019 to get here, and we've only got one race of 2018 under our belt. So thanks again for this pretty awesome decision that you and IndyCar have made, because it's going to benefit everybody who follows and hopefully brings in a lot more new fans as well.
And that was John Miller, president of programming for NBC Sports and NBCSN. It's really awesome to hear the enthusiasm in his voice for what's coming, because as we know, if this was just a business deal, like many other business deals, and this is just going into kind of a normal, all right, got a job to do, let's do it, we'd probably have more of the unsatisfying content that we have seen on the network that is going away. So, really thankful for John and his time here in a very busy day while the announcement's taking place. Going to get deeper insights into what's coming ahead. All right, I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast presented by Cooper Tires. Thank you for listening.